More than 2 million American homes are now in foreclosure. But don't worry. The Treasury Department has billions of dollars set aside to help people stay in their homes. Well, some people.
Wherever the decision makers are at Treasury, they've basically decided that unemployed shouldn't get foreclosure relief. And either that's a policy decision that they've made that they refuse to announce, or if that isn't a policy decision that they've made, whoever's made that decision, I would argue, is incompetent.
For the unemployed, the rock is the banks, many of whom won't modify a loan if you don't have a job. And the hard place? It's the Treasury Department that will bail out failing banks but not unemployed people. Stuck in the middle, no way out, unless that home gets out of the way. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 6th. John is out this morning. He'll be back tomorrow. Let's get right to the news this morning. 5 U.S. soldiers were killed in Baghdad. It is the largest single loss of life among U.S. troops in 2 years. Joining us live from Baghdad, Jack Healy, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Jack, we don't seem to know much this morning. What have you found out?
All that the U.S. military is saying right now is that 5 soldiers were killed in central Iraq. They're not even specifying Baghdad. We're hearing from Iraqi officials, with the security forces, that the attacks occurred on a base, a U.S. military base in southeastern Baghdad, and that they were the result of sort of multiple rocket strikes earlier this morning. One of our reporters actually heard some of those strikes near a base as he was coming into work today. But apart from that, we don't know much more, and we have not heard any claims of responsibility from any particular militant groups or anything like that.
All right. So we will definitely be keep bringing more details to our listeners as we get them. Jack Healy, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reporting to us live from Baghdad. President Obama's national security team is reportedly calling for larger troop reductions in Afghanistan this year. Those officials tell our partner, The New York Times, the change is justified by the rising cost of the war and the death of Osama bin Laden. But speaking in Afghanistan this morning, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the decision should be made based on what's happening on the ground, not the cost.
To make a decision on July in complete isolation from anything else has no strategic meaning.
Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to go after Taliban fighters on the Pakistani side of the border. 3 missile strikes in the past 24 hours have reportedly killed 16 insurgents. That comes just days after a strike killed a key al-Qaeda leader in the region. As Maun moved to Yemen, a fragile truce appears to be coming apart this morning. There's fighting reported in some sections of the capital this morning, just a day after President Ali Saleh underwent surgery in Saudi Arabia for wounds that he sustained on Friday. Earlier, we spoke to Hakim Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post in Sana'a. He says the opposition wants to keep Saleh from returning to power.
Yesterday, they were celebrating, and today they are preparing, in case Saleh comes, how should we react and what should we do to ensure that he is powerless when he comes back from Yemen, if he does come back.
Government and opposition officials are meeting this hour in hopes of saving the ceasefire. And Israeli forces apparently fired tear gas at pro-Palestinian protesters on the border with Syria. Syrian TV says more than 20 people were killed. This morning, Syrian police prevented a crowd of protesters from approaching the border with Israel. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,151. The S&P at 1,300. The Nasdaq will open at 2732. Jim Lehrer joins us this morning. The now former host of PBS NewsHour joins us on his first Monday of semi-retirement. What's next? If you have a question for him, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But in the meantime, we're going to go to housing reports. What's going on with the housing market with prices at the 9-year low?
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.